Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, GTA 6 has leaked everywhere online.
It
was the whole... Everyone was talking about it the weekend. Nothing else going on. Decided to just leak everywhere all over the internet, and we couldn't respond to it in good time. So here we are to dive into all sorts of gameplay stuff and things that you might not have noticed in the leaked footage. Now, we can't show you the leaked footage. You have to go and find that online as best you can. It's readily available, just not in this video. But I thought we would dive into everything that is out there, because when you start going frame by frame, when you start delving into the available footage, there's quite a lot to talk about when it comes to gameplay and the wanted system and the new characters and the way that all these different mechanics are going to work with each other. Which is to say that if you don't already know just surface level stuff before we go any further, GTA 6 seems to be about a Bonnie and Clyde style story with twin protagonists, Lucia and Jason, where they'll be going after various different places to rob, and whatever the story happens from there, there's a leaked cutscene out there. There's a few things to talk about in that regard. But I thought we'd get into more specific stuff. So, gameplay-wise, again, this is just mining the available footage. You can now go prone, you can crouch run, you can switch guns between your hands, which makes me think of the likes of Max Payne 3.
Hell yeah, it does.
We got very excited about that before we started recording, because Max Payne 3, if you haven't played it, is nigh on the best shooting model Rockstar have ever come up with. It's absolute perfection. The game released very close to GTA 5, though, which I guess, you know, it's been 10 years since then. Maybe they're bringing more Max Payne 3 stuff in there, where you have a defined firearm, and if you want to switch something out, then you're holding your rifle separately.
100%.
And picking your loadout that way.
Dude, I've never been more excited by the words go prone, because, yeah, I get images of Max Payne 3, and that shooting system was so good because of how much control it gave you over your character. Mm. Yes, it is very animation-based in terms of it not being, you know, a twitchy third-person shooter game.
No.
But I thought, like, the level of immersion that you got from those, from the plethora of animations tied to your character was just amazing. You know, the ability to go prone and shoot 360 degrees just adds more versatility to combat, and like you said, it was something that I hoped to see in GTA 5, but because those two games were, you know, released so close to each other, I can understand why it wasn't brought along, but we saw some of those features trickle into Red Dead Redemption 2, and hopefully we see even more in GTA 6.
Yeah, basically we would recommend you go play Max Payne 3.
Yeah.
I think that'll be something that Rockstar lean on in terms of the feel of GTA 6, but hopefully we can only be proven more correct as things roll out. It also makes me think of Red Dead Redemption 2 style animation priority. One of the things shown is that you're picking weapons up off the ground, something a little bit different from GTA 4 and 5, or even the older ones when weapons would just float right in front of you, and it makes me think that Rockstar want to make sure that you are considering your loadout, you're considering which weapons you're picking up, which was the whole case in Red Dead, where you would store a select amount of weapons on your horse, and then whatever, you know, you have to take them off the horse and use them in the mission or whatever. I prefer that. I like the idea of that in terms of a tactical approach to missions. Another thing to mention is that, like I said before, robberies are a game mechanic. It seems like they are GTA 6's version of heists, like they were in GTA 5, where you're going to have to consider your infiltration methods in regards to the weapons that you have, have, and you know, your getaways as well, because police will remember which car you're in. And there's a whole pop-up that comes on screen that says the law has remembered which car you've gotten into after you've robbed a place. And when you're in the robbery, there's a countdown on screen showing the police arrival. So I guess you need to weigh up how much money you want to try and get before you escape, and then, you know, ditch the car to get away entirely.
I love the focus on this mechanic and this system, because one of my favorite things to do in GTA 5 Online when it first launched was to jump into a car with my friend and try to rob every convenience store in the map. Yeah. And while that was fun, you know, each robbery played out the same. You went to the store, you held the gun up at the clerk, you maybe shot a few bottles, they do this a bit, they give you some money. Yeah. The idea of having those robberies be more dynamic with more variables to me is great, and while they might not be as fully fledged as the kind of multi-step heists were in GTA 5, if you have more variety within those robberies, I just think that's really, really cool. And the idea that the law, I love referring to it as the law, it makes me sound like Judge Dredd. I like the fact that there's kind of more intricacies with that system as well, if you're doing these big sprees across the map. I think it's a cool idea.
No, same. I think that in regards to the heists as well, I always wanted a bit more to them. I always liked the mission, the Four Leaf Clover mission from GTA 4, or even the bank heist mission in Vice City. I always kind of wanted those things to be fleshed out a bit more. And GTA 5's was fine enough, but hopefully if they're getting out there, and, you know, showing it, like, well, inadvertently ending up showing it at such an early stage in development means that the likes of robberies are in there from the very beginning. It's worth saying that this footage is from around about 2019 or early 2020. It's obviously nowhere near final code. The expected release date was always 2024, 2025 at the earliest. So there's still a long ways to go. But in terms of mining what's there, there is still things to talk about. Speaking of police presence, though, what is shown in the build is a 5-star wanted level, which is maybe the full amount that we'll get in the final game. However, in the original Vice City, it was only, I think, up to 4 stars, and you only unlocked a 6-star wanted level after you killed Diaz. So I don't know if they're going to, you know, give you a higher wanted level as the story rolls out and the characters become more wanted, maybe as they get away with more robberies.
I love that idea. Yeah. I was just about to say, what if that's what happens? Because the idea of, like, gaining a reputation for yourself within the game's narrative and having that translate to a mechanic where you get more presence on you and you get the ability for, you know, meaner, tougher aspects of the law to come for you, that's a cool way of tying the narrative with the mechanics, I think.
Yeah,
I
man.
Like that. I hope they do that.
Same. I think GTA and Wanted levels go well together. You know, they have for like 20 years at this point. Why not twin that with the narrative and make it feel like you're more wanted as the story plays out? I like that idea too. Next thing down, you can carry characters on your shoulders, and Lucia is shown holding someone kind of like a fireman's carry. It's not Jason, so I don't know if you can revive, you know, your partner, let's say. It's worth throwing in as well that you can tap the D-pad, you can tap down on the D-pad to switch between your two characters. One of the examples shown in the footage is when they're in the middle of a robbery, you can go between two characters. They don't show the switch in itself, but you can see the UI prompt for what that would be, like in GTA 5. But yes, the next thing down is that cars themselves, the internals, are way more detailed. We see steering wheels moving, we see car seats moving, and we see the visors themselves moving. I'm not a GTA first person kind of guy.
Yes.
But I guess it's playing into that crowd. If you like your GTA in first person as of GTA 5, then they're doing way more with that.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's going to be interesting to see that more integrated from the start, because obviously the first person mode in GTA 5 came way after launch and it was good, but if the game is being built with those details in mind, you know, details that you only see through the literal eyes of your character, that to me is kind of like Rockstar's bread and butter at this point. They want to make the most intricately detailed worlds around, and what's the next step after we've got already like lush, fully 3D, fully detailed third person areas? It's bringing that granular sense of detail down to the first person mode. So while that might not be something I necessarily mess around with too much, it's a cool addition to have.
I like
very on brand.
Yeah, I like the idea of, like, you know, you do whatever you need to in game to get some big old car. I remember getting the Infernus in GTA 3 for the first time. If you could then go into first person and interact with all the different things inside it, I guess that only pays off the reward of getting that car in the first place, or whatever vehicle you've managed to get. Speaking of vehicles, Kotaku mentioned that Rockstar will be including drivable airboats. And there is a mission listed in the source code saying that there's an abandoned hovercraft mission, so it seems like we're going down that direction. Not that GTA 5 didn't have crazy stuff, and not to get into some of the names of missions that might be perceived as spoilers, but overall there seems to be a wackier tone here that wasn't in... I guess it depends how they want to go. GTA 4 was way more serious. Some people bounced off that, including me. GTA 5 felt like they were trying to get back to the crazier stuff, but then they still had a very cinematic presentation, so I guess it's a hard line to walk. But in regards to drivable airboats, you can apparently also go scuba diving. This is also because of what Kotaku had written up. And in the game's source code, to round off the crazy stuff, they have commands for equip jetpack and mount horse. Now, I did Google real-life Miami horse riding, and you can go rent a horse over in Miami, and anyone who's living in Miami will know that, but it means that they're carrying over the Red Dead Redemption-style horse physics stuff into GTA.
Dude, I love GTA, right? But every single feature you are reeling off here that refers back to something from Red Dead Redemption 2 or Max Payne 3 just makes me more excited about this game in particular, because I love, you know, the other Rockstar games, and I always like to envision GTA especially as the series that brings together every element from every game that they've created into like one super game, for lack of a better term. So to see things like, you know, horse riding coming over, it just gets you thinking about those great horse mechanics from Red Dead Redemption 2, in like the great animation surrounding that, the great feel of riding those horses, and I'm like, man, like, bring everything good from every game you've ever made and cram it into this, and you've got something special.
I think it's easy to forget how many games Rockstar haven't made across the last 10 years, but the amount of strides that they did make in the likes of GTA 5, even if you go to GTA 4, you know, the debut of the Rage engine, the Rockstar Advanced Game Engine, that's why GTA 6 looks quite similar to GTA 5 and GTA 4 and Red Dead Redemption 2. They're all on the same core engine, which is also what Max Payne 3 is on. What's this?
I've just had a thought.
Go on.
With those two being linked together, you know, the jetpack and the horse riding, what if I could be riding a horse throughout Vice City, and then the police come after me, and instead of, you know, using the horse, because what's a horse against a tank, you're wearing the jetpack, you take off the horse, the horse doesn't set on fire because these jetpacks are environmentally friendly,
Very true.
You get away that way. That would be sick.
Take this game. I want a jetpack on a horse. I guess it depends. I want to take off on the horse. I don't know if that's too crazy for GTA at this point.
Could you put the jetpack on the horse?
Well, that's what I'm hoping. I would have strapped some boosters to a horse and just take off. Keep in mind that all this stuff, and also, yes, RTV has died, but nothing stops the GTA 6 conversation. Keep in mind that all the weapons and the craziest stuff that we're mentioning is likely still going to be considered for GTA Online and could entirely be for that mode in itself. A lot of the stuff in here in regards to, you know, jetpacks and whatever and the weapons are all from the game's source code, which is the same thing that GTA Online will be pulling from, whatever the hell the future nature of that whole service is. In terms of other newer stuff, though, it seems like the game is definitely set after GTA 5. There's a character in one of the game's cutscenes referencing the death of Jay Norris. He's the dude that you would have killed in the Life Invader mission in GTA 5. So we're definitely in the modern day. GTA 5 was, I'm pretty sure, set in 2013, set in the year that it released. So it makes sense that that would still be the case here. In regards to data mining stuff, vehicles listed, there's a whole bunch of them. However, something that sticks out is that Rockstar, at least in their code, are referencing actual names of branded vehicles. There's a Range Rover in here, there's an Aston Martin, there's a BMW. I think all this stuff will be placeholder because GTA's or Rockstar's whole bag has never been to do licensed vehicles. However, it's worth mentioning, I guess, in terms of the range of vehicles that you'll get access to, and the idea of them maybe steering into, you know, over time. The only reason that they didn't include licensed stuff back in the day was because they didn't have the heft to go out and actually purchase it. These days, they're GTA. I'd imagine most places would knock on their door and say, can we get a brand deal at this stage? Last thing is the map stuff. You know, a lot of the leaked footage shows the Miami Strip is returning. A lot of people referencing various other buildings that are on that strip in itself. And we know that GTA 6's map is a bigger version of Vice City. However, people are focusing on a real-life restaurant called El Toro Taco that is located in the south of Miami called Coral... the south location called Coral Gables, which is where the El Toro Taco restaurant is, and saying that in the original Vice City, the 2D one, in the original GTA, that included a section called Coral Gables, which is a real place, that wasn't carried over to the 3D GTA, which is now potentially making a comeback in GTA 6.
Sounds good, Scott.
Oh my god!
Obviously, they were always going to expand Vice City, but to get some kind of feeling for what specific areas that are going to be included, that's exciting. When you mention, specific brands and specific restaurants in this case, you have to assume, like you said, these are all references, but still, even if the names will change, it gives us a feeling of which areas are coming across and what specific things, you know, they're looking at this stage.
I think overall, as much as it's early footage and should be absolutely taken as such, there's enough to point at in regards to, you know, the ways that the characters are moving and the police presence stuff, and having to consider your, like I said, infiltration options or your exfiltration options, that for me gets me very excited. We're huge Max Payne fans, and you should be too, and I think that looking at where Rockstar were at in 2013, like through the lens of where their shooting mechanics were at, and hoping that they've brought that stuff across, that makes me more excited for GTA 6 than almost anything else. So I guess we'll see how it all comes together.
And I guess just how kind of like single player focused all of these leaks seem to be. You know, even before this one came out, there was one that did the rounds a few months ago that obviously this is now since confirmed, that gave us our first insight into the characters, the location and stuff. And I think one of the big worry that a lot of fans had going into the development of this game was that it was going to be, you know, majorly online focused, and that single player would kind of maybe take a back seat. But it seems like everything coming out has been single player focused, and it feels very robust even at this incredibly early stage. And you know, I feel like I'm gushing over the game right now, but I must admit that everything I've heard from it, from these leaks, is inspiring confidence within me about the project, you know?
Yeah, I think it looks very promising. Like I said, the footage itself seems to be from around about 2019, early 2020. It's apparently a PS4 build. But like I said, it's still in the Rage engine. It's still where they left off in GTA 5, let's say, with a lot more ground to cover. But I think that what is here is very, very promising. And, you know, we've got a good few years left for them to refine stuff, add stuff in. One thing I didn't mention, which you might notice if you watch the footage, is that a What Up messaging service comes across in the corner of the screen. Comes across. Pops up twice. it's their version of WhatsApp. So you'll still have in-game phones like we had in GTA 4 and 5, which will be a way to give you missions and I guess make sure you keep in touch with the crew who are shown in the game's cutscenes. Let us know what you think down in the comments below, though, of GTA 6, where it's at in development and what you want to see going forward. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.